Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sixth canto, second chapter, verse number 7.
I am he Krita Nirvesho Janma Hoti Anghasam Api Yad Yajahara Divasho Nama Swasti Ayanam Hare Ayam Hikrita Nirvesho Ayam Hikrita Nirvesho Janma Kotyang Hasamapi Janma Kotyang Hasamapi Yad Vyajahara Vivasho Yad Vyajahara Vivasho Nama Swasthyayanam Hare Ayam Hikrita Nirvesho Janma Kotyang Hasamapi Yadhya Jahara Vivasho Nama Swasthyayanam Hare
Ayam Hi Kitanidvesha Janma Kotyang Hasamapi Yad Vajahara Vivasho Nama Swasthyayanam Hare. So, the order carriers of Lord Vishnu, Vishnu Dutta, declare that this man, although he was very sinful, but now he is clear of all sinfulness. He is now clean. How he is clean? Jagbhajahara. He has uttered the name of Narayan. Jagbhajahara. Vibhasa. Not any artificial, but automatically. Vibhasa. Nama. The holy name. Swasti Ayanam. To chant the holy name of the Lord means to achieve all authenticity. Hare. Now this name, Hare, sometimes the Mayavadis, they say that any name, either of Hari or any other demigod is equal. No. That is not. That is Namapura. If one thinks that the holy name of Hari is as good as the name of other demigod, then it is Namapura. That is not Sundara. So, people are being misguided in that way. But the Shastra does not say that. The Shastra says, Hare Nama. Hare Nama. The holy name of Hari, Krishna, Vishnu, Vishnu Tattva. Hari means Vishnu Tattva. There are Tattva is manifested in different ways. Vishnu Tattva, Vishnu Shakti Tattva, Jiva Tattva, like that. So, Shastra says that Hare Nama, Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu, of course, Lord Vishnu has several thousands of names according to his different activities. Vishnu, Narayan, Hari, Govinda, Madhava, many names. So, any name of the Supreme Personality of God is Hari. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This Shastra reminding us three times. It's like we stress upon something that do this, do this, do this. Christ. So therefore it is said three times. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So that you may not forget. You may not be misguided by the so-called Mahabhagavad. That any man knows Hare Rama. Three times. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, eva, again, eva. Then again three times. Kalo, naseva, naseva, nasi, nasi eva, gatirannatha. You cannot deviate from this process. There is no other alternative process. You cannot say that I will be liberated by this process or that process. No. Because it is Kali Yuga. Any other process will not be successful. You adopt any process, ultimately you have to come to this process. Bhakti Yoga. You can work on Karma Yoga. You can work on Jnana Yoga. You can work on Hatha Yoga. There are different yogas. Yoga means how to connect with the Supreme. Yoga means connection. And yoga means distraction. We know anyone who knows mathematics. Yoga. Yoga means addition and subtraction. Yoga. So, at the present moment, in our conditional stage, we are separated. Not exactly separated, but we are forgotten. We have forgotten our relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. So, we have to connect with again. That is called yoga. Because we are now disconnected somehow or other, now we have to connect with it. So any yoga system means an endeavor to connect our relationship with this Supreme Lord. That is called yoga. So, someone is trying to make the connection Karma Yoga, someone is trying by Jnana Yoga, someone is trying Hatha Yoga. But the real aim is Bhakti Yoga. Just like different steps. You are on the first step, and other is on the second step, and other is on the third step, and other is on the fourth step. But the ultimate goal is Bhakti Yoga. You cannot understand God or Krishna by any other yoga. It may be a step forward. But ultimately, you have to come to the Bhakti Yoga. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, as it says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after many, many births, endeavors, to execute the yoga system. Bhunam Janmanam Ante. Jnanava, one who is actually practicing Jnana Yoga or Mystic Yoga, he comes to the Bhakti Yoga. Bhunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mana Prapadyate. Prapadyate. This is Bhakti Yoga. And still clearly explain what is that prapadyate? Vasudeva Sarvaminti Samahatma Sudhula. When one comes to this understanding that Vasudeva Krishna is everything, I surrender to Krishna. Krishna is canvassing, personally, Krishna is so kind that sarva dharman paritrajya mami kam taranam. That is not it. Krishna is claiming too much. But that is the ultimate goal, that you have to surrender to Krishna. That is the highest perfection. So this conclusion that let me surrender, Krishna is asking me, Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate absolute truth, he is asking me to surrender. Why shall I delay? Let me surrender. This is interesting. Jnana. So, those who are intelligent, they will take immediately. It is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhya Sabde Vishas Kuvira Mishkar Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Pita Hoy. This is the real Sadhya. Faith. What is that faith? Sadhya Sabde Vishas. Faith means strong faith. Not figuring faith. Vishas. To believe. What is that? Vishas. Sadhya Sabde Vishas. Sudhira Nishya. Very firm faith. And with surety. Surety it must be. Because Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, says that you surrender unto me and I shall give you protection from all sinful years. He said, assured. Then why he shall doubt? Because we have doubt in Krishna. That is the difference. But Krishna says he may be or may not doubt. That is called doubt. Krishna says in many places, Asamsaya, don't doubt what I say, except Manmana Bhavaman Bhakta Madhyaj Mamana Maskuru Mamiva Ishvasi Asamsaya. To do this, and without any doubt, rest assured, he will come to me. In another place, Krishna says, Mayasaptamana Pratha Yogam Jinyan Madhat Asamsayam. Again Asamsayam. Asamsayam Samagyamma Yathagya Sati Tatsinu. So it is our misfortune that we become doubtful about Krishna. This is our misfortune. Otherwise, to become liberated, to go back to home, back to Godhead, very easy thing, provided we accept the Krishna's version as it is, without any change. It is very easy. Krishna, when he comes personally, he comes to bestow the mercy to the fallen souls, and he speaks very clearly that Matta Pradaram Nanya Kinti Yasti Dhananjaya. There is no more better quality, truth than myself. But you don't believe. That is in his thought. But this man, although he did not know what he is doing, but very faithfully he chanted devotion. Devotion, without any hesitation. Devotion. Devotion means being forced. You are forced to chant. So, Dena Sena Prakarana, if you chant without any committing any offense, the holy name of the Lord, then you become devotee. This is the purpose of this Ajami Vakhan. Ayanti Krita Nidvesa. Nidvesa means atonement. If you commit some sin, then you should atone for it. Otherwise, you have to carry the reaction of her sinful life to the next life. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, there is prayaschitta. The prayaschitta, that is also a very heavy task. In these days, nobody can perform prayaschitta. And even one is able to perform prayaschitta, then there is possibility of again falling down, unless one is clear consciousness. And that's Krishna consciousness. Unless one is Krishna conscious, there is every chance of falling down. So, anyway, this ajami is becoming weak. The Vishnu Dutta informed to the Jama Dutta that you cannot touch him anymore. He is now pure. Kita Nidvesa. Then the next question is, the Jama Dutta may say that how he has become Kita Nidvesa? He is so sinful that there is no limit of his sinful activity, and he says that it is clear immediately. Therefore he says, janma koti, amahasamati. Not only one life sinful activity, but many crores of bad sinful activities. So, we do not know how many births we had previously. But from the Shastra we understand crores, many millions of times we had to take birth. That would be used janma koti. Not one birth, or two births, or second birth, or third birth. So, unless you come to Krishna consciousness, this repetition of birth and death will continue. That's why they say janma kotya. We are passing through many different forms of life. We are creating one family, that I belong to this family. But what about my other family? Because janma koti, in every family, when I enter, there must be father and mother and family members. To which family I am especially concerned, that is our ignorance. We become interested in the particular family where we are at present. But we do not know that in the past, we have to pass through many hundreds and millions of families. So which family is correct? And again, if I do not correct myself at the present moment, I have to go through many millions of families until we come to the point, Vasudeva Sarvaminti Samana. So, this Vasudeva Sarvamiti, we are distributing on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. People may say that Krishna consciousness movement means that we are preaching Vasudeva Sarvamiti, no compromise. Only Vasudeva, Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva. This is Krishna consciousness movement. If we can take it without any hesitation, as Krishna says, Ma Sucha, don't be worried. Sarva Dharman Paritrajya, Mamekam Saranam Vaja. Krishna says, out of sentiment, we take to Krishna consciousness, believing on the word of Krishna. Out of sentiment. Still we are doing it. Takya sadhammam saranam vijam hari. It is said that if by sentiment one takes to Krishna consciousness, takya sadhammam, Everyone has got his occupation and duty. The Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, or anyone. Everyone has got some particular duty, obligation. But Krishna says, there is no need of executing all these obligations. Simply telling us. Krishna. So, if somebody, out of sentiment, is one thing, that simply by surrendering to Krishna, I will be perfect, why not take it? Let me give up my so-called religious principles. But that is called Parnidhva. Tatya sadharmam charanamrujam hare. He is giving. Just like this European American boy, they belong to Jewish religion, they belong to Christian religion, but out of their pious activity, or even by sentiment, they have given up. Now they are taking to Krishna consciousness. But they are perfect. You may say that some of them have fallen. The pastor says that anyone has fallen. Where is the wrong there? And other person who has not taken to Krishna consciousness, who has not fallen, what is its benefit? Even one has not fallen, sticking to his own particular religious system, he is not given. But a person who has taken to Krishna consciousness even by sentiment and has fallen, he has great benefit. Because once he has taken to Krishna consciousness, Krishna becomes attached. That is how Agnata Sukriti. Therefore, in all circumstances, we should accept the Krishna's instruction, sarva-dharmān parityajyamāne kaṁsa-dharmā-dharmā. And surely, we shall be benefited. So it doesn't matter whether it is advanced. Of course, everyone should try his best to advance more and more in Krishna consciousness. But even though one falls down circumstantially, sattva sadharmam charanam vijam hari patet sato jadi bhajan na pakya. Bhajan means this execution of devotional service gradually. He should be strong and right. But if one falls down, even it is not right, bhajan apakkav. So Shastra says, what is wrong there? What is the loss there? Because he has begun this line of devotional service, even if he saw at a certain point, circumstantially, he is not doing that. He is not doing that because he will get the opportunity of another human form of life. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sutinam smatangihi yogam prasthas sanjayati. Even one has fallen down, still he will get the chance of taking birth. Sutinam smatangihi. In the family of Brahmana, first class Brahmana, Suchina, Suchi, very pure, or Srivata, or very rich man, rich Vaishya. Generally the Vaishyas are rich. So he will get charged either in a very good family of Brahmin or Vaishya. Vaishyas are generally devotees. Therefore, he gets the charge of taking birth in a nice family, and if he is fortunate, and if he is guided, then he begins again Krishna consciousness. From the point where he lost, therefore he is not loser. Whereas others who are not in Krishna consciousness, he may be diverted, and there is no guarantee what is the next path. Krishna does not guarantee. Krishna says, Taptadi Ham Punarjan. Krishna says, Dina Sindhya Thadihi Kuma Dovaranjara. Tathad Dihantara Prapti. Dihantara Prapti, he will get another body. But what kind of body he is going to get, that is not certain. Maybe a demigod or maybe a dog, according to his terms. But this man, who is a devotee of Krishna, if he is followed, and if he has to take birth again, it is guaranteed. Sutidana Srimatamdi, he will take birth in a very rich family or in a very pure family. This is guaranteed. For others, there is no guarantee. He may take birth out of the 8,400,000 different forms of life. There is no guarantee. So, our request is that how or others take to Krishna consciousness. Even if you fall down without being dead, you say, you are not losers. That is our request. Thank you very much.